Chapter 3, The Graveyard.
Ghosts!
Said Huck.
I can see ghosts. They're coming here. I'm really scared.
Can ghosts see us?
Asked Tom.
Ghosts can see everything,
answered Huck.
Oh, why did I come here?
Don't be afraid. We must be very quiet,
said Tom. The three ghosts moved quietly in the graveyard. They came close to Tom and Huck.
Tom,
whispered Huck.
They're not ghosts. They're humans. One of them is Muff Potter.
You're right. And there's Injun Joe and Dr. Robinson. But why are they here?
Said Tom.
They're grave robbers. They want to rob a grave. The doctor wants a dead body,
said Huck.
But why?
Asked Tom.
He cuts bodies and studies them. My father told me about Dr. Robinson,
said Huck. The three men were at Hoss Williams' grave. Injun Joe and Muff Potter started digging. Soon, the grave was open. They found the dead body and pulled it out of the ground.
Well, Doctor, do you want us to take the body to your house?
Said Muff.
You must give us $5.
What? Said Dr. Robinson angrily. I paid you this morning. I'm not giving you more money.
I want more money, Doctor,
said Injun Joe.
5 years ago, I came to your father's house. I asked you for something to eat. You gave me nothing. I still remember that. Now you must give me more money.
Injun Joe took the doctor's arm, and the doctor hit him. Injun Joe fell to the ground.
Don't hit my friend,
cried Muff Potter. Muff and Dr. Robinson started fighting. Everything happened very quickly. Dr. Robinson hit Muff Potter on the head. Muff fell to the ground. Injun Joe took Muff's knife. He saw Muff on the ground, and he killed Dr. Robinson with the knife. The doctor fell on top of Muff and covered him with blood. Injun Joe looked at the two men on the ground. First, he robbed the dead doctor. Then he put the bloody knife into Muff's right hand. A few minutes passed, and Muff moved a little and opened his eyes. He pushed the doctor's body away. He looked at the knife in his hand.
What happened, Joe?
He asked slowly. Injun Joe said,
Something very bad, Muff. Why did you kill him?
I didn't kill him,
said Muff. He was very confused.
I drank too much whiskey last night. I don't remember anything. Tell me, Joe, what happened?
You fought with the doctor. He hit you on the head and you fell to the ground. Then you got up, took your knife, and killed him,
said Injun Joe.
I don't understand, Joe. I never fight with a knife. I didn't want to kill Dr. Robinson. He was young and he had a future. Oh, this is terrible. It was the whiskey,
cried Muff.
Joe, don't tell anyone, please.
I won't tell anyone, Muff. But now you must leave this graveyard. Quickly, go,
said Injun Joe.
Thank you, Joe,
said Muff.
You're a friend.
Muff Potter ran away, and Injun Joe watched him. Then he carefully put Muff's knife near the doctor's body and left the graveyard. Tom and Huck were terrified. It was a terrible scene. They silently moved away from the trees. Then they ran out of the graveyard and back to the village. They arrived at an old house and decided to hide there.
What are we going to do?
Asked Tom.
We saw everything. Injun Joe killed the doctor.
What can we do? We can't tell anyone,
said Huck.
Injun Joe is dangerous. I'm afraid of him. Do you want a knife in your heart?
I'm afraid of Injun Joe, too,
said Tom.
You're right. We can't tell anyone about Injun Joe.
Promise not to tell anyone,
said Huck.
I promise,
said Tom.